Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zolasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the world of health, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplementation. If there's something new or not so new, I still look at the science behind it and let you know whether it's real or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. For those of you who have listened before, Paula's recovery from knee replacement is going well. While she's been rehabbing, she does a lot of reading, and I get the benefit of things she reads that never comes across my health news feed. She recently passed on an article that attempted to compare the health benefits of coffee versus tea. One of those comparisons was about the fiber content. Did either have any? The article suggested that there was 1 to 1.5 grams of fiber per cup of coffee. Now, if true, that would help fiber-lacking Americans reach their recommended dietary allowance of 25 to 35 grams of fiber per day. It would really help me, as I typically drink 4 to 6 mugs per day. So I checked it out. In a single study, researchers found that there was about a half a gram of fiber in 3.3 ounces of brewed coffee, or just about a gram in an 8-ounce cup. If you drink coffee like I do, that could add up. But what about tea? Nothing really, whether brewed black or green tea. Matcha, which is a green tea, does have fiber, but it's not clear whether it's just in the residue after brewing or in the liquid itself. While fiber might not be readily available, could there be something else that could help with digestion and especially elimination? After all, what coffee and tea do have in common are phytonutrients and plenty of them. The health benefits are well known and substantial, but in some ways, coffee is even better. They both have substantial amounts of phytonutrients, as I mentioned. But this isn't about the benefits to your heart, your liver, or your brain. This is about the benefits to your digestive system, comparing coffee with tea. While the fiber in either really isn't significant, one of the nutrients in both was. While I've never given it much thought personally, some people feel the urge to defecate shortly after drinking a cup of coffee, and to a lesser extent, tea as well. With all those phytonutrients, researchers selected the one common to both of them, caffeine. The subjects were required to insert an anorectal manometer into their rectum. Now, doesn't that sound like a lot of fun? Thank goodness for grad students. The purpose was to test the pressure of the anal sphincter muscles. There was no response to drinking plain water, but there was a significant increase in pressure at 10 minutes and even greater pressure at 15 minutes post-caffeine ingestion. In short, the increase in pressure indicated the ability to go once those muscles were relaxed. The only issue that I see is the amount of caffeine the researchers tested at 3.5 milligrams per kilogram body weight. So in plain English, for a 180-pound person, that would be almost 300 milligrams of caffeine in one dose. It would have been nice to see the lowest dose that worked, as not many people would and even should have that much caffeine in one single dose. Then there's the issue of genetics, comparing fast metabolizers versus slow metabolizers of caffeine. This appeared to be the only study ever done to directly test the impact of caffeine on bowel movements. As long as I brought up the topic, I get asked about a natural approach to dealing with constipation. I'm not talking about severe constipation that you've been treated for by with a physician. If it's a serious and regular issue, do what your doctor says or your specialist recommends that you do. But most people, especially children, sometimes have an issue with mild constipation. By definition, constipation is fewer than 3 bowel movements per week. It's important to note that everyone has their own schedule, whether they realize it or not. It's the not that people notice. If they don't or can't go, they notice. One thing that I can tell you from experience, no one likes a change in their bowel movements. People hate that. At least that's what they say. So what causes constipation? Most of the time, it's the lack of fluid intake. The colon absorbs more water out of the digesting food, and everything slows down. The second reason is a lack of fiber intake. Don't want to eat your veggies and fruit? Pay the price. Finally, eating too much fatty foods, proteins, and other foods can also contribute to the problem. If I could pick just one food people complain about the most, it would be cheese. So here's what I developed over the years based on the physiology and the biology of what's actually going on in the gut. Fluid intake has to increase because that's one of the primary causes of constipation. This seems to afflict older people because, just like children, they sort of learn that if they don't drink too much fluid, they don't have to go to the bathroom as often. Now, I would suppose that for kids, they don't want to stop playing, and so without realizing it, they often drink less fluid. For people who are elderly, they may have muscle and joint issues that they have to deal with in getting up and out of a chair and going to the bathroom. I don't know that either age group realizes what they are doing, but the net effect is the same, eventually, constipation. The second thing that needs to increase is fiber. A lack of fiber contributes to constipation, and so fiber, combined with increased fluid intake, can be part of the solution. The final part of a natural solution would be to increase electrolytes. That's as simple as a sports drink, and it doesn't matter whether it contains sugar or is sugar-free. Because of the osmotic pressures inside the cells in the colon, the increase in sodium, potassium, and magnesium can pull fluids into the digestive system, albeit temporarily. So, here's what you do. Get a sports drink of your choosing, preferably 20 or 32-ounce bottle. Open the cap and pour a couple of ounces into a small glass. Set it aside. Then add a quarter cup of either dextrin or inulin fiber powder to the sports drink bottle. Then add a quarter to a half teaspoon of sea salt. And it needs to be sea salt because of the extra minerals that are found in it. You also do not want to use psyllium fiber, as that will tend to turn into a gel rather quickly. Shake it, shake it, shake it. And when everything is dissolved, pour yourself 4 to 6 ounces and drink it down. Do that every hour. Generally, you should see a movement within about 4 hours. You wouldn't believe the messages people leave me when they've gotten relief from constipation. But for some reason, the one that's most popular is the eagle has landed. I don't get it, but it's the most common one. Because my grandson doesn't have the most robust diet in the world, we use a form of this almost daily with him. In about 4 ounces of water, I mix in a half teaspoon of inulin fiber powder with a teaspoon of psyllium fiber. We stir it up, it's orange flavored, and he drinks it right down. I think he's probably been constipated maybe twice in going on 9 years, as we started doing this when he was probably 2 to 3 years old. One thing that I'm not going to do is give him any caffeine in any amount. Not because I'm anti-caffeine, it's because having more energy is the last thing that he needs. So keep in mind, if you've got to go, you may need a cup of Joe. If you can't go, remember the constipation solution from this podcast. As for me, I'm all out of time. Remember that health is a choice, people. Choose wisely today and every day. I'm Dr. Chet Zelenski.